What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, I hear Vegas calling my name, and I am taking you with me, Radiant Icons, because we are prepping for the Las Vegas Grand together. But before we get into all of that iconicness, make sure to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm going to say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials are linked in the show notes below. And since we're speaking of show notes, Radiant Icons, I am here to remind you that that link for the exclusive 2 years, one iconic celebration sale can only be found in the show notes of this very podcast. You cannot find this deal anywhere else. This deal includes 1, Break Up With The Past, Fall In Love With The Future journal, and your choice of merch from the Radiant Rain collection for an exclusive price. So make sure to lock in your orders today before the holiday season, because you know you want to rep your DTBI pride for the holidays. All right, Radiant Icons, are you ready for your tea time sesh? Because it's starting now. Oh my goodness, Radiant Icons, I can't believe that Vegas is almost here. Like, literally, I can taste it. It's so close. That's actually mind-blowingly insane to me. But anyway, let's talk about Vegas real quick, okay? So, actually, not real quick. This whole episode is dedicated to Vegas, okay? So I can take my damn time. Anyway, Vegas, baby. Oh my goodness. Well, when I think of Vegas, I think of 3 words: sexy, single, and iconic. I also think of no sleep, and I think of partying my ass off until my feet bleed from my heels. Do you know that TikTok sound where it's like, oh, she arrived in Vegas on Friday, and then she stayed up till 3 a.m., and then the next night she stayed up till 6 a.m. That's me. That is my theme song for the entire weekend. I literally will only be in Vegas for 72 hours. You know how people say, like, oh, New York is the city that never sleeps? No, Vegas will be. Vegas will be. And maybe it's this version of Amanda that will not stop. Like, she will just keep on going. And you know what? I'm happy for me. I deserve this. I truly have never allowed myself to really have a trip where I just go full out and I just go for it. Because when I was in college, I was the girl that was studying on a Friday and Saturday and Sunday. I didn't go out to the damn club, okay? So I think now in this era of my life, I'm really just saying fuck it and I'm going for it. I'm gonna go to the networking events. I'm gonna network my ass off. And then I'm gonna party my ass off. It's a little bit of work and play. Like, what can I say? That's what makes it sexy, single, and iconic. But anyway, let's talk about the drivers that I'm rooting for. Obviously, we all know I'm rooting for Lando Norris. Like, I don't think that's any surprise to anyone on this podcast that Lando Norris is my favorite driver. I live, breathe, and die Lando Norris. And I know Lando wants to be on Dare to Be Iconic. So, Lando, whenever you are available, my dude, whenever you are available and want to come and chit-chat, spill the tea about life, about mental health, you know, anything, honestly, that's iconic, we will love to have you, okay? But besides Lando Norris, I am very, very excited also for the female quotient and F1 Academy events. Not a surprise there. They're two of my dream partners. When will Amanda ever shut up about them? Absolutely never. I'm a true believer in manifestation. The more times I say it out loud on this podcast, the more it will eventually get to their ears and they'll be like, hey, Amanda, and Dare to Be Iconic. That's who we want to pair up with. Watch, I'm going to be there speaking at an event next year, point blank and period. Watch it, Radiant Icons. I know we all believe it because it's going to happen. Anyway, something else that I'm so excited for is the Williams Fan Zone. Every Grand Prix that I have been to, the Williams Fan Zone has exceeded my expectations time and time again because Williams truly cares about the fan experience. I will never forget my first experience with Williams in their Williams Fan Zone. I will never forget how well their staff took care of my friends and I. I will never forget how nice everyone was and how caring and kind, and they truly were looking out for us, and they want the best for their fans. They treat their fans like family, and I will always be a supporter of Williams Racing, no matter what. I actually think Carlos and Alex are a great driver duo, and I think they're both extremely talented. I mean, it's no secret that Carlos is a top tier driver. And I think Alex is very underrated. I don't think he gets his flowers. I don't think he gets his praise as much as he should. Yeah, Williams is an underdog, and I will always be rooting for the underdog, especially knowing their values and their morals and their beliefs, because I will always go back to Spain. I will always go back to how they treated me. And my first interaction with them was absolutely phenomenal, especially as a young woman in this sport, in a place that I knew no one in. I felt extremely safe, and that is so rare. So Williams will always have a special place in my heart. So I definitely will be going to the Williams fan zone in Las Vegas, and I truly cannot wait. Another thing that I can't wait for is the LM4 store. Again, we know I live, breathe, and die Lando Norris, and while Lando is having his own pop-up store there in Vegas, they haven't announced the location yet, but you already know I'm going to go. And Faith and Erica are Lando girlies as well. So you all know we're going to be going together looking at everything. And I know that I truly probably shouldn't be, spending my wallet at the Lando Norris store, at the LN4 store, because I know it's going to be extremely expensive. But no, I actually can't. Like, I truly can't, you guys, because you know where I'm going to be spending my money? At the Hello Kitty F1 Academy collab, at the F1 Hub. I can't even like complete thoughts. I'm so excited about that. Like, the LN4 store, I'm excited for. Obviously, I love Lando Norris. That is not a surprise. Very excited, but I know it's not a financially smart decision to like be spending my wallet there. I just know everything is going to be extremely, extremely expensive. It's not going to be affordable. And in this economy and running a business in this economy, your girl can't spend $200+ on a Lando Norris fleece. Like, that's just not happening. That's the reality of the situation. But you know where I can spend my money on? On that $35 plush, on that $35 Hello Kitty plush in her F1 Academy, her purple F1 Academy race suit. If there is one thing about me, is I love Hello Kitty. I am a Hello Kitty girl. Oh my God, when I was younger, actually in kindergarten, I've never told anyone this story before. This is going to be so embarrassing. But anyway, God, Dare to Be Iconic. I just say everything on here. So when I was in kindergarten, during the month of May, my kindergarten teacher, Miss Drake, asked me, okay, like, what's a holiday in May that we are looking forward to? And you know, the normal person would have said Mother's Day. You want to know what I said? I said Hello Kitty Day, because I had a Hello Kitty book that had a calendar in it, and it had all the like holidays. And in May, I guess there's Hello Kitty Day. And I had just read it, and I was like, oh, Hello Kitty Day. And so I raised my hand, little baby Amanda, da, 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 da. And she goes, Amanda. And I went, Hello Kitty Day. I got laughed at. I got everyone in class laughed at me. I've never been more embarrassed in my life than in that exact moment, because I said Hello Kitty Day instead of Mother's Day. That's how you know how diehard I am for Hello Kitty. And so when I saw the F1 Academy, because you know I love F1 Academy, and you know that's a dream partner for Dare to Be Iconic, and now knowing my love for Hello Kitty, when I saw that and I saw it for Las Vegas, I said, holy shit, I was meant to go to this race. Because what? Like, the universe is telling me I had to go. So here I am in Vegas, and I have to get my hands on that Hello Kitty plush. I just need it. I need it in my life. It is a need and a want. It's necessary. That is a financial decision that I can get behind. I cannot get behind spending $200+ on a Lando Norris fleece. I just simply can't. But I will be spending my money on any Hello Kitty merch that I deem is like beautiful and perfect for me. And that plush is the first thing that's going in my very, very packed suitcase. I don't know where the hell I'm going to fit all this shit. but I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out. So that is what I am looking forward to. Also, I'm very excited for the outfits because you already know it's going to be like cheetah print and leather and sparkles and glitter and like some purple to bring back the OG DTBI aesthetic. Like, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And you already know thigh high boots, chunky ass heels. Like, it's going to be so good. So good. I can't wait. I cannot wait for the content, you guys. I truly cannot wait. And then also, I'm very excited for the food. I am so excited for the food. One thing in Vegas that I just keep looking at, because again, I'm from the East Coast. Okay, we have Shake Shack, but I see every damn time In-N-Out, and I will finally be able to eat In-N-Out. I'm so excited. My girl Faith and I, Faith is also from Florida. She's from the East Coast. And we were texting each other. We're like, we have to get In-N-Out. And our friend Erica is from the West Coast, so she's already had In-N-Out. She's like, I can't wait to be there with you guys for when you like try it for the first time. And so we're doing it. I don't know how we're going to fit it in our 72 hours of doing everything, because Friday is the most packed day imaginable. And Saturday is race day. And then Sunday, we're going to be so tired. But, you know, we have to fit in In-N-Out. Like, In-N-Out is a necessity. So I'm very excited for the food, particularly In-N-Out. And I'm so excited for the outfits because, you know, I love dressing up. I love looking hot and I love taking my hot photos. I love it. So again, make sure you're following me on Insta and TikTok for the live updates. You know what's going on because you already know it's going to be sexy. It's going to be hot. It's going to be iconic. It's going to be chaotic. It's going to be unhinged. Lord help me. Lord help me. Lord help us. Lord help everyone, especially those single men in Vegas, because I will be getting those free drinks. Okay, now let's talk about that personal prep and behind the scenes madness. So I will be living in a suitcase for the next 15 days of my life. I'm a little terrified, you guys, because I have a lot of shit to pack in a very tiny carry-on luggage. And in the middle of this, I'm traveling during the government shutdown. Like, I'm based in the US, so if you guys don't know, we're in the middle of a government shutdown as I'm currently filming this. I think they're in the middle of figuring out some type of deal. It's complicated. The US is all I have to say. But I am going to be living in a suitcase for the next 15 days of my life. And I'm scared. I'm so scared and so excited because the wardrobe for this trip is like the first half is all business professional for my day job, like covered up to the max, like so covered up. Nothing is showing. And then you'll see my Vegas fits and it's like sparkles and leather and short ass skirts and red and thigh high boots and the lowest tops imaginable, like the teeny tiny outfits that you saw for Halloween. Imagine that doubled for Vegas. That is what my luggage is going to look like. I'm literally Hannah Montana. Okay. I'm literally Hannah Montana. I'm living the best of both worlds. Okay. Like, that's just it. Oh my God. But now on a serious note, Radiant Icons, this wouldn't be Dare to Be Iconic if I didn't share the lessons that I hope to gain from my trip to Las Vegas. So my goals for this trip are to have fun, to lean into the unpredictability, because the reality is when you're going on a trip for this long in length and you have two different reasons why you're going to be there, right? This trip for me is split down the middle. The first half is for my day job and all those day job responsibilities that I have, that I hold. And then the second half, the 72-hour portion, is for my own business, Dare to Be Iconic, and getting the most out of this opportunity as I possibly can. And while this is a very long trip and I'm just going to be going, I need to lean into the unpredictability and appreciate the small moments that will happen when I lean into that unpredictability. Because the honest truth is, with anything, right, of this magnitude, things will not go as planned, whether that's in the day job portion of this trip or it's in the Dare to Be Iconic portion of this trip. Things will not go as planned. So I need to learn how to lean into the unpredictability, be okay with it, and appreciate the small moments that I do have. So that's a really big goal that I really, really, really want to just fully embrace as I go on this trip. And my last goal is I need to shoot my fucking shot, especially for the Dare to Be Iconic portion of this trip, the 72 hours in Vegas. I am going to be in rooms that I have only ever dreamed of. I have only ever dreamed of in my first year of Dare to Be Iconic. I wished and dreamed to be in the rooms that I get to be in this stage of my career, of my business. I'm now, oh my God, we're in year three of Dare to Be Iconic. That's so weird. I haven't said that before, but we're in year three right now. That is immense growth to be in rooms that I have only dreamed of. And I need to shoot my fucking shot. I need to take every opportunity that I can within that short amount of time. I need to fucking go for it. I can't hold back because, like Female Quotient has said in one of their campaigns, it's like FQ fear. That's what I need to do. Fuck the fear of perception. Fuck the fear of judgment. Fuck the fear of making a fool out of myself. Fuck the fear of whatever the hell it is. Fuck that fear and go for it. Because like I mentioned last week, fear is just an invitation. Fear is just an invitation to glow up. How the hell are you going to glow up? For me, I'm going to shoot my fucking shot. When I'm in these rooms, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to dare to be myself. I'm going to talk about Dare to Be Iconic. I'm going to get to know that other individual and see maybe how can we align for future projects, future partnerships. That's my goal. And that is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make the most out of the time that I have in Vegas at the events that I am fortunate enough to be at. That is what I want to do. That is one of my main goals. So I need to fuck the fear. I need to shoot my fucking shot. And my goal within that, so like my sub goal, right, is I want to leave each event with at least two new contacts that will add value not only to myself and Dare to Be Iconic, but add value to them as well, because that is the goal of a partnership, right? It has to add value for both individuals, both organizations, and that is my goal. I want to come out of these networking events with at least two impactful and value added, that's the word I'm looking for, value added connections. Yeah, that's Dare to Be Iconic for you, baby. I always have to mention a lesson or two. And you know what? It wouldn't be Dare to Be Iconic if I didn't end on a sentimental note. So I was actually thinking about this the other day, Radiant Icons, is that my first race was in June of 2024 at the Barcelona Grand Prix. Before the Barcelona Grand Prix, I had never been outside the United States before. I had never traveled by myself without my parents. I had never traveled with my friends. And I never liked a sport in my damn life. I never liked a sport in my damn life. And then all of a sudden, I got laid off in August of 2023. And I needed a hobby to fill that void in my life, right? To give me some sense of joy as I was also figuring out Dare to Be Iconic. And at the time I was figuring out Dare to Be Iconic and the vision for my business, I fell in love with Formula One. And because I fell in love with this sport, I have been able to have the most amazing and unforgettable opportunities and experiences of my life. I have gained so much confidence from this sport. Whether it's in my voice and advocating for women in motorsports, particularly fangirls, right? Dare to embrace your inner fangirl. Or if it's confidence in that I can do the scary things alone. I can travel across the world and go to a sporting event. I can use my voice and get seen by companies that I've only, or organizations that I've only ever dreamed of, and be invited to events at Grand Prix. I can create meetups at Grand Prix and bring girls together. through word of mouth, through marketing solely online, right? I can do all these things. F1 gave me confidence. It empowered and emboldened my voice. Without F1, the trajectory, and I'm so, so positive on this, is that without F1 and being a fangirl of this sport that I love so fucking much, my business, Dare to Be Iconic, would not be at the place it is today. It would not, because when I was starting Dare to Be Iconic in the very early stages, right, when it was just a blog, right before the podcast came out, I started posting on LinkedIn. And at first, I tried it from this professional development angle. I don't know why the fuck I decided to do that, but I did. And then it didn't work for 3 weeks. And I said, okay, we need to change it up. What do I want to talk about? And I said, I really want to talk about F1, but I'm not a marketing genius and I'm not an engineer. Like, how do I talk about F1? Well, my superpower in life, one of them is being a fangirl. Another one is using my voice. And another one is advocating for women. Perfect. I tied everything together and I wrote my first post about Formula One. And I think I wrote it about Lando Norris. No, actually, I wrote it about the liveries. And then maybe two posts after that, I wrote about Lando Norris and why Lando Norris is my favorite driver. And ever since then, not only has my personal branding on LinkedIn exploded and, you know, really expanded my network, but it brought so much exposure to my business, which allowed the podcast to literally break records and grow at this unprecedented rate because I started using my voice and talking about F1. And the more I spoke about F1, the more I found my community and the more opportunities opened up for me. So honestly, I owe a lot of Dare to Be Iconic's growth and success, especially in that first year going into that second year, to Formula One and to the sport that I love so much. And I can't believe that I get to go to these sporting events and advocate for women and talk about Dare to Be Iconic and just meet so many amazing, wonderful, radiant icons in person. And the reason I get to do that is because of my business, where I had the courage to talk about something that I love. Like, it's just so mind-boggling, and it makes me really sentimental to think of, like, wow, like, it was so unpredictable, all of this growth. It was so unprecedented, but I'm so damn lucky and I'm so grateful. And I owe it to the sport. I owe it to Formula One. Or I owe some of it to Formula One. And that's just so cool. So I'm really excited for this next chapter and this next race and to see what it brings into my life and the lessons that I'll learn from it and how I will take it as I continue to grow and become even more iconic than I already am. And I can't wait to share it with all of you. I truly cannot wait. I know I keep saying that this trip is going to be like so crazy, off the rails, like, ah, and like, that's true because there's a new energy to me now as I'm in this new era of my life, as I'm in the Radiant Rain era of my life. But at the core, I know I'm going to learn something from every moment that happens. And I truly cannot wait to see what it is. And maybe it's learning how to have fun and embracing the fun of life. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's learning how to embrace the unpredictability. Or maybe it's a combo of it. Or maybe it's something I didn't even mention. And that's what I'm so excited for. I learned so much from these experiences. And I'm so lucky and so fortunate that not only do I get to experience them, but I get to bring you guys along for the ride. And then I get to come here and spill the tea about it all and how we can both apply these lessons to our lives. This is just the coolest thing ever, you guys. And I truly can't wait for Vegas. So let's fucking go. Okay, Radiant Icons, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. As you know, we are in our Radiant Rain era. And for me in this era, I've been finding little things that make me feel powerful, that make me feel sexy, that make me feel unapologetically me. And one of those is my iconic signature scent. I have crafted mine with Oaksha. I do Sinful layered with That Girl Vanilla, and it is delectable, it is sinful, and it is sexy, if I say so myself. Every spritz just feels like confidence bottled up. It is my reminder that I am evolving for myself, not anyone's dusty ass son. And you can have that too, Radiant Icons. Make sure to build your own fragrance through Oaksha. Use the discount code linked in the show notes below to save yourself some cash, because icons do not follow trends. We set the standard. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time session for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love what? More Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. I truly will never get tired of saying that, Radiant Icons. But anyway, I cannot believe that Vegas is almost here. I can't wait to take you along this crazy, crazy ride with me. So make sure you are following me on socials for those live updates while I'm in Vegas. Instagram and TikTok, it's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And also make sure to come back on December 3rd at 7 a.m. Eastern for my iconic recap of everything the Las Vegas Grand Prix taught me, because we're back with some fangirl confessions for Vegas, baby. Let's go! I'm so excited. But anyway, you guys, I'll see you December 3rd at 7 a.m. Eastern. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss that notification when that very special tea time sesh drops. Until then, Radiant Icons, remember, dare to be iconic. Bye.